Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. Prayer is vital to the Christian life, but let's be honest, we can get stuck. Even if we don't get stuck, we yearn to go deeper, higher. And this is true not only for the person who has lots of extra time on their hands, which, let's be honest, isn't many of us, but also for the person who is struggling to keep it all together in the rigors of modern life. This podcast episode and blog post is meant to help. There are different kinds of prayers. Extemporaneous prayers are prayers we say without a script. We speak from the heart. Formal or written prayers are just that. They have a set formula. An example would be the Lord's Prayer. The words are always the same, or something you might follow in a devotional or worship book. For many modern Christians, prayer time happens either during a worship service or during our at-home devotional time, either by ourselves or with others. This is time we set aside, usually on a daily basis, to talk with God. We offer thanks for blessings, we offer words of praise or ask forgiveness for sins, and we ask God to help us or the people we care about. All of this is good and biblical. But here's the idea that may be new to you. There's an ancient practice of using a single phrase or sentence over and over again, either out loud or silently in one's head. A part of the motivation for doing this is to be faithful to Paul's instruction in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 to pray without ceasing. When Paul said that, he may have been referring to the three times daily pattern of prayer that was observed by faithful Jews and some early Christians. These prayers, many of which were formal or standardized, would have taken place in the morning, at 3 p.m., and at night. Alternatively, Paul may have simply been instructing the Thessalonians to pray consistently. In other words, don't limit your prayer times to formal sit-down moments, but maintain a posture of prayer for whenever the need arises. Whatever Paul may have been thinking, I for one am inclined to think he was referring to the three times daily pattern of prayer that was still in use in the first century amongst Christians, this idea about using a single phrase or sentence over and over again can be a faithful way to maintain that consistent posture of prayer throughout your day. A well-known example of one of these prayers is what is sometimes called the Jesus Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. But personally, I like to use short one-line prayers that are direct biblical quotes. For the purposes of this episode and blog, I'm going to list 14 of them. I'll list them one by one, provide some brief commentary, and then summarize at the end. I've also included a downloadable PDF document that lists these 14 short one-line prayers if that is something that you want to have in hard copy. You can find that download at the online home base for this episode and blog at either MatthewRattan.com or WestminsterPC.ca. One or more of these may be a helpful resource to you as you pray and as you seek to commune with the Lord in your daily life. You might simply use a single line for an entire week. You can say one of them as you drive your vehicle, as you go for a walk, as you do chores, as you wait for the bus, as you lie in bed at night. You get the point. Let's begin. 1. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Luke 23, verse 42. Two criminals were crucified alongside Jesus. One was indignant, the other acknowledged his wrongdoing and said these words I just quoted to Jesus. The second criminal's statement of faith, humility, and hope was received well by the bleeding Christ. Truly I say to you, Jesus replied, today you will be with me in paradise. 2. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. 1 Samuel 3, verse 9. This prayer is from the great prophet Samuel, but from when he was a boy. He was learning from the man of God, Eli. At this point in his life, Eli's eyesight was failing. He was instructing young Samuel about the ways of the Lord. While sleeping in the temple, Samuel kept hearing his name. He thought it was Eli, but Eli said it wasn't him. Discerning that it was the Lord himself, Eli told Samuel how to respond the next time he heard someone call his name. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Well, this too is a perfect prayer for all of us. 3. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Psalm 5, verse 8. This is a prayer of King David. Originally, David was under threat from his enemies. Not only did he want God's protection, but he wanted God to show him the way forward. Now, it's a powerful prayer for us as well, not only when we feel under attack, but for a variety of situations. After all, this is something we want, comprehensively. We want to be led in God's righteousness, to live in a way that is right before God and others. Now, not only is this a good prayer to pray for yourself, but for the people you know. Simply substitute the person's name for the word me. Lead Tammy, O Lord, in your righteousness. Lead Gabriel, O Lord, in your righteousness. Lead Miguel, O Lord, in your righteousness. 4. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. Psalm 143, verse 10. Psalm 143 is one of the 6 penitential psalms. Historically, it has been used to express repentance. In verse 10, David is asking God's spirit to lead him forward on level ground. This is the pathway of God. Is there ever a time when we don't want God to lead us on level ground? 5. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Luke 18, verse 13. This line comes to us from the mouth of Jesus himself. He was telling a parable about prayer. One man was proud, the other humble. The humble man said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The man wasn't making excuses. He was being honest and admitting his desperate need for the grace of God. Jesus highlighted this humble man as an example to follow. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, Jesus said, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. 6. Our Lord, come. Maranatha. Our Lord, come. Maranatha. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22. These words come from the end of Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. They translate an Aramaic word, Maranatha. It seems to have been so special that it was transliterated into the Greek from Aramaic, meaning that Paul wanted to preserve its original form. This most likely means that it was widely used in the early church and considered special enough to be preserved in Aramaic. The word can be translated, Our Lord come, or Our Lord has come. So let me note 2 quick things. First, it's an indication that from the earliest days, Jesus was called Lord. Second, it's a prayer about Jesus' return. Yes, he had already come, but he will come again. We long for the day when darkness is snuffed out, when evil is fully and finally judged, when all wrongs are put to right, and when Jesus ushers in the new heavens and the new earth. Revelation 21 and 22. Our Lord, come. 7. O Lord, make haste to help me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Psalm 70, verse 1. This too is a prayer of David. It can be applied to a variety of situations. Perhaps you want help to deal with a crisis, or a relationship problem, or something causing stress in your life. O Lord, make haste to help me. It can be used in a variety of situations. Now, as a point of interest, many monastic orders include these words at the start of their worship services as well. We call upon God to help us through life no matter what we are facing. 8. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Luke 18, verse 38. Much like the earlier passage from this same chapter, Luke 18, this is a plea for help. This time, it is from a blind beggar who, especially in the ancient world, is in a precariously desperate and dangerous situation. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus grants his request and gives him his sight. Praise be to God. How many times do we need the mercy of God? Always. 9. Not my will, but yours be done. Not my will, but yours be done. Luke 22, verse 42. These words are from the lips of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his torture and crucifixion. It will be painful, but he knows that what he is about to do will save his people and reconcile them with their Father forever. This statement in prayer is a glorious yielding to the Father's gracious will being done no matter the cost. You and I can also apply these words to our own lives. Not my will, but yours be done. There is no situation where God's way isn't the best way. Our prayer is for his will to be done and for us to cooperate and trust. 10. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. John 15, verse 4. In this verse, Jesus was addressing his disciples. It is the section of teaching where he tells them that he is the true vine. Apart from him, they can do nothing, he says. On our own lips, it can be a prayer to God. There is something about the word abide that is unrushed, deep, and trusting. Abide in me, God, and help me abide in you. 11. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Luke 23, verse 40. Jesus spoke these words from the cross. He may have been alluding to Psalm 31, verse 5. For us today, when we have a difficult task before us, when we feel low or dejected, when we are unsure, when we need His counsel, we can pray, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. 12. Your word is truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. In what is often called Jesus' high priestly prayer, he says these words to his heavenly Father, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. In that same prayer, he indicates that he is praying for those who believe in him, not only in his own day, but in generations to come. That means us. In other words, Jesus prayed that you and I would be sanctified in the truth of his Father's word. Let me say that again. Jesus prayed specifically that you and I would be sanctified in the truth of his Father's word. Now, the phrase, your word is truth, is directed toward God as a statement of faith when we use it. I trust your word, your way, your promises, and your plan. Your word is truth. 13. I am with you always. I am with you always. Matthew 28:20. At the end of Matthew's gospel, there is a passage which is often referred to as the Great Commission. It's where Jesus tells his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations. As a part of that, he says, I am with you always. Originally, this may have come as a bit of a shock. After all, he said it when he was about to physically leave them. However, the Spirit of Christ continues to work in and through his people, including us. When we use the phrase, I am with you always, we are pledging our ongoing allegiance to the God who is also always with us. 14. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Psalm 80:19. Psalm 80 was written by Asaph. He desperately needed God's help and asked for God's face to shine on his people. This was a request for God's powerful presence, favor, and blessing. Presence, favor, and blessing. Without it, they simply could not be saved. Now, when he says saved, he is most likely referring to physical and political rescue, since the psalm also describes how God's people are being ravaged and taunted by their enemies. Now, there are times when we too are under attack, not from physical or political enemies, although that may also be the case, but from the forces of darkness. But when God flexes his muscles, demons flee. Let your face shine that we may be saved. So, those are 14 short one-line prayers. I hope that one or more of them are helpful to you as you strive to maintain a consistent posture of prayer as you speak with God and as you deepen your communion with him. The fact that they are short means that you're not spending mental energy memorizing them, nor do you need to use a different one every day. This week, I've just been using one all week long as I go about my daily life. Abide in me and I in you. In this practice, the people of God are using the word of God to commune with God for the glory of God. So here are the suggestions one last time, 1-14. 1, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. 2, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. 3, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. 4, let your good spirit lead me on level ground. 5, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. 6, our Lord, come, Maranatha. 7, O Lord, make haste to help me. 8, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. 9, not my will, but yours be done. 10, abide in me and I in you. 11, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. 12, your word is truth. 13, I am with you always. 14, let your face shine that we may be saved. And so, may we, the people of God, use the word of God to commune with God for the glory of God. In his name we pray continually. Amen.